Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Leonard. He's calling up from New Jersey. Leonard, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
How are you, Leonard?
I'm doing well, man. I was riding around tonight. I went and made a run with my wife to go pick up a little snack from this boring football game I've been watching here. And I said, you know what? Let me turn the radio on. And then I come across you, brother.
Well, thank you so much. I'm here every single weeknight and Saturdays on WFAN. Appreciate you.
Yeah, so what I've been listening to so far, man, you're doing a bang-up job, my man.
Hey, I'm trying my best. What's up?
Well, you know, this weekend, watching these games and watching the way these teams competed this weekend, I just felt like, you know, watch Stephen A. this morning, watch Michael Irvin talk this morning, watch all the talking heads on ESPN on the other different channels, get up to you name it. And I just felt no one touched on the fact that none of these teams that lost, especially these top seeds in the playoffs, none of them seemed to play with any sense of urgency, you know, from the coaching on down. And I felt like, you know, some of these teams that got in position, worked their tail off for 16, 17 weeks to get in position, to play for the play to get in the tournament number one, and then to play for the championship, and you get there and you crap in your hand, that doesn't say much to your body of work.
Sure. Now let me ask you, do you believe, and I've been told, Leonard, you played in the league, no?
Absolutely. I spent 12 years in the NFL. I spent 10 years, a decade with the Giants. I'm third all-time in quarterback sacks to Michael Strahan and Lawrence Taylor. I'm second all-time in tackles in the history of the New York Giants. I'm on the all-decade team. I'm on the all-Big Blue United team. I'm on name it, I did it as a New York Giant. 83.5 quarterback sacks in my career and over 800 tackles.
Yeah, you're not just Leonard from New Jersey. You're Leonard Marshall. You used to go out there and hit people, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So let me ask,
go ahead.
Yeah, I know your famous thing. You put that Montana guy out of his misery here. But let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do you believe, you say that over the weekend you saw a lack of urgency, and we certainly did see some ugly football. We saw some slow starts. How much of a 17-game slate do you think that has to do with what we saw?
Well, you know what? If you get your team in position to play for the tournament, or you get your coach that chance to play in the tournament, you should know what's expected. Okay, and you should know going in, you only get one shot, fellas. You know, there's no do-over at that level. I mean, and you're not going to get there every season, and you're not going to get there unless everything falls into place. You know, I'll take you back to a time, I hope you were born back then. 1986, my Giants team.
Yeah, I was in diapers. I was alive.
Okay.
I was in diapers.
Okay, so 1986, my Giant team, we played the Washington Redskins. We were the first team to beat a division rival, not only in the division championship, the conference championship, and then go on to play for a Super Bowl. We beat a great team in the Denver Broncos and John Elway decisively, 39-20 in the game. It wasn't even close. And my team had the best defense in football that year. We had the second, third, fourth best offense in the entire season. But the one thing that we did under the head coach of Bill Parcells and a young defensive coordinator by the name of Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. The one thing we did, we got to the tournament, and we weren't going to be denied. I don't see too many teams playing with that. Granted, the Rams look great tonight. They look great tonight. They look decisively like one of the best teams, if not the best team I've seen all postseason. But I just didn't see it this past weekend in the games I watched. I watched Big Ben and the Steelers. I thought they would have played better. I watched Joe Burrow and the Bengals, and they look like they're real, man. They look like the real deal. So,
and they let the Raiders get back in a little bit.
Yeah, out of all the games I watched, they look like the team to beat in this whole thing.
All right. Leonard Marshall, former New York Giant, is hanging out here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Well, Leonard, let me ask you this. As we continue to go on through this postseason, I got a couple of questions before I have to hit the break. What team do you favor to win? And then I want to get your quick thoughts on the New York Giants. Who do you think is going to win it all?
Okay. I just crapped in my hand and told you I felt Joe Burrow is playing the best football at the quarterback position than any other player I've seen in the postseason. And that's a big statement, given that Tom Brady has won 7. But I got to believe that the kid is right there with Brady.
So you believe that we will see the Bengals win the Super Bowl?
I believe that the Bengals are one of the best teams. They're the hottest team in football. They've been the hottest team in football probably the last 7 to 8 weeks of the season. Between the quarterback and their receiving core, and Hilton and Chase, I don't see any other combination doing the things that they're doing with precision play at the quarterback position like I've seen with Joe Burrow. I studied quarterbacks as a player, played against probably the best of the best of the best of my era, and Jim Kelly, Elway, Marino, Montana, you name it. I played against them all. And I got to tell you, watching that kid, first of all, I watched him as an LSU Tiger because I went to LSU, but and watched him beat great teams in Alabama. But I also watched him play and compete at a high level as an NFL star and an NFL player. And this kid is playing some lights out football. So I don't put nothing. The hottest team right now for me is Cincinnati Bengals on the AFC side. I will always be an NFC guy because that's where most of my career was. Mm-hmm. And if I was to pick a team in the NFC to be the team, it's hard for me to do right now other than picking the team that's playing tonight, the Rams, because I didn't see anything convincingly in the other teams that won this weekend to tell me that they're world beaters and that they deserve to be the champ. I just didn't see that.
Okay. Well, we'll see it. You know what? Sometimes all it takes is for a team to get hot to go all of the way. We've seen that year after year in the playoffs. I think it's going to take the Bengals a couple of more years, but it'd be a hell of a story if Joe Burrow and the Bengals and Chase, if they did go on a Super Bowl run, that would be a hell of a story. Leonard Marshall is here with us, former New York Giant. That final question I have for you right now before I hit this break, what the hell do the Giants need to do? You're not out there. Harry Carson's not out there. Carl Banks ain't out there. LT ain't out there. Belichick ain't coaching the defense. And Coach Parcells is on the couch. What do the Giants need to do to get back to a prominent space and not be a laughingstock?
Respect their legacy. Ooh. Go back to what worked for them. Defense wins championships and offense wins games. If you focus on that side of the football and you build from within and you put 11 guys on that side of the football that will beat up on those guys every day in practice and get them better, you'll develop a core value in what an appreciation for what it takes to win. And I think that's what happened with my team from 83 to 86, and it carried on. My team should have won 4 Super Bowls. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that because of politics and football, and we went through a strike in 87. However, it can be done in this era of football, but the Giants have got to return to what they used to do, which is draft great players on defense, build the core value of the team in their defense, and then let their offense fill in as it goes, and build a team, build a locker room, build a team. Get some guys that played there before. You know, okay. Involved in the organization. Get some guys that have won. Involved in the organization. That doesn't take place. My teammate Carl Banks is the voice of the Giants on the field.
Yes.
With WFAN here. Yep. Get him involved with the program. Get him involved with the program.
I hear you, Leonard. I gotta hit the break. I'm going to put you on hold so we could keep in touch with you. Giants great Leonard Marshall has been joining us, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Leonard, thank you for calling up. Don't hang up. We're gonna keep in contact, okay?
No problem, my brother.
All right, thank you so much. Much love to Leonard. I'm going to put him on hold real quick. You know, it's a lot of fun when you get a legend calling up to talk some football. I really appreciate that. And he's right. The New York Giants, man, George Young, Ernie Accorsi, they ain't walking through the door to fix the team. Hopefully the New York Giants can move away from being a laughingstock, eventually getting back into the tournament.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.